Hey, do you like my shirt?
Ouch.
F call F.
Fuck off!
Off.
That took me a little bit. But I did hear you saying that earlier.
Well, she had her hair covering her thing, so I didn't know. She always has to spread the hair.
I want to thank my little rose, because my rose gave it to me. That was one of my birthday presents.
I love it.
And then she also gave me this.
Oh. What does it say, Derek?
Eat a bag of dicks.
And the best part is?
Uh-oh.
It has dicks.
It's a bag of dicks.
Oh, my gosh. Suck a bag. Hold on. Let me suck a bag of gummy dicks.
You're good at that, huh?
Those probably taste better than the other one. Real one.
So thank you, my little rose, for my birthday gift. I freaking love it.
So cute.
Yeesh. Must be nice.
Yeah. You know, that's what happens when people love you.
Hey. I don't know that feeling, but go ahead.
There's somebody that's coming back for you this week.
Don't remind him.
Okay. Just checking if it was this week. Sorry.
Gosh, we were having a good time.
Sorry.
You just killed the mood again.
We'll forget about
can't
that.
Can't take giggles nowhere.
I know. Yeah, she'll be back in a couple of days.
Is that why you tried the drowner last week?
No. I apologize for that again. Right? It was.
That's okay.
No. I didn't think. In the first place, I didn't think you were breathing at the time. You sucked all that water in there. I figured, I'm close your mouth, it pop back up, and then you start gagging. I said, "Oh shit, this turned bad." I didn't mean to make it a. I didn't want your fiance to think I was trying to knock you off already. So, I mean, wait till you get married, then that's a difference.
Yeah, he's like,
and then he'll be
man.
Like, do it. His ring turned all black from the chlorine.
What?
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
But it can be, it's silver, so it can be polished.
Yeah. Oh, no, well.
We tried putting it in baking soda. It didn't. I mean, it worked a little bit.
I'm sure you used to.
I know somebody to take it to, and I'm going to take it to them because it's also not circular anymore. It's like.
Oh, yeah.
From when he was working.
Yeah. Well, you should have seen mine after I was done breeding cows, yeah. It was not even close.
What color like was it?
No, it wasn't the color. The shape.
Oh.
It looked like an octagon. Mm-hmm. You couldn't roll it. It just went boom, 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 boom.
I have silicone rings. Do you want a silicone ring?
And no, I'd rather have you other silicones instead. But you know.
Nice try.
You could use some silicone.
I could use some. Do you have any extra for me?
Rings? Sure.
No, silicone.
Oh, no.
Well,
not
wah.
Extra.
Wah, wah.
Wah, wah, wah. We'll find some. There's got to be some.
I'm sure Amazon has some.
Well, or you could go to a thrift store. I'm sure they sell them.
I could never order anything like that because they have a shared account.
Yeah.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah, but why would you want to order some silicones through Amazon for? You're not going to put them in yourself.
Imagine going to the doctor. I got these off Amazon. Is this a good grade? They're like, no.
I got it.
I'd be a little worried.
I got it from Temu, so they're a good stuff. They're a good product. They shouldn't explode right away.
I slept on it for a couple of days. It held up.
God damn! I mean, how big are they? Oh my goodness.
Oh,
well.
But do we have to compare your dad's hand with my fiance's hand?
Yeah.
No, look,
my dad just.
I won't. I'm not worried about that. My concern for your health or your safety is don't ever piss him off. Because if that guy ever slaps you, it's over.
I fly.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, I don't think. I'm glad I don't. My oldest brother's got big hands like that, too. So it's weird. How some guy, and it's all from, well, but your fiance never milked cows, though. That's the whole thing.
No,
he was just,
he
that's
didn't.
Genetic. That's just genetic on his
it had
part.
To be genetic. Yeah. I mean, he did, like, construction, and he did.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he worked with his hands, don't get me wrong, but it's.
I think it is genetic.
Yeah, because my brother and my brother-in-law, they got big hands, and it was from milking cows a lot of time by hand and stuff like that, so. Oh, well.
I got big hands and I cannot lie.
Use your big hands to push the button.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Rocking on the Porch with Giggles, Mishi, and Papa Tony here.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
And an update on my dog's love life.
She finally had sex?
No, she fell in love.
Well, eventually there'll be sex involved, no?
I like that Giggles got upset. She didn't say hi to me first.
Yeah, she wouldn't said hi to my fiance first.
Well, it's...
I like that she got excited when she saw you, and she's like, oh, what?
Yeah, she's like, ooh. Yeah,
it's like when you see those videos, it cracks me up, like when grandparents come over and their granddaughter kids come out to the door, and they dodge the grandmother and go straight to the grandfather. It's hilarious. And the grandmother is just waiting, and it's like, are you kidding me? And
you're hoping that happens to you.
That'd be cool.
That's the worst feeling when you have your arms wide open, you see them running, and then they pass you.
Pass you up.
You feel like such an asshole.
No, but the thing is, they still love you, but they love Papa.
I mean, do you blame them?
No, of course.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, whenever people are like, even just adults, they're looking at you, at least you think, and they're all excited to see you, and then it's not. It's to see somebody else. It's like right behind you.
Yeah, because it gets your hopes up, and then it's just like...
Yeah. Like, oh, like, cool.
Or how many times...
Never mind.
How many times you've been in a place where you see somebody waving, and you think they're waving at you?
And it's not. Okay. Or smiling.
Yes, but I'd rather have the hug, or the wave or the smile, than going in for a hug, and they're not even going to hug you.
Yeah.
That's the worst. When they're all, oh, hi. And I'm like,
you're waving back at somebody that's a stranger, and you look stupid. It's like, oh, frick, it wasn't me.
That's when you do, not you, behind you.
I know. Ah, man.
Or call out their name.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Album.
Okay. I got a question for y'all.
What is it?
Would you rather have 5 half-size clones of yourself or 1 full-size clone of yourself? So 5 mini-me's or just 1 regular you? So 2 of you, sorry.
See, but you know I love... little people.
I do.
So that would be hilarious to have 5 little ones. Yes.
I think that'd be dangerous for the rest of the world.
No, I know, but I could send them everywhere.
Exactly. They'd be your little minions for sure.
Oh, my goodness. Then I could put little coveralls and paint them yellow.
Coveralls and paint them yellow.
It's like, what's
Despicable Me.
Yes, yes.
Are they going to have the goggles?
Yes,
oh my gosh. Goggles,
yes, yes. Well, some of them will only have 1 eye, and some will have 2, but what the hell?
There you go.
As long as they have my sense of humor, that's all that matters.
They're supposed to be clones of you, so why does some only have 1?
I know, but we got to dress up. Damn it. Don't ruin my
fantasy. So you can tell them apart.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Who wants 5 little people with no hair? Shit. But then again, they're hung like a horse, too, so that'd be pretty cool.
What does that mean?
Hung like a horse?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's up to you, dear. You explain it.
Google it.
On your phone?
Sure. I mean, I'm sure I've Googled worse.
Like?
I don't know. Not off the top
of my head. The name Alyssa.
Oh, yeah. My dad could not say Alyssa. And then he didn't believe me. He thought I was fucking with him. And I was like...
Who's Alyssa?
My dad's going to emcee the festa down there.
Oh, okay.
So how was he saying it?
I don't know.
Alyssa?
I think it was Alyssa.
Oh.
And I was like, no, it's Alyssa.
He'll practice.
And then it's funny how like they don't believe me. And then I have to like show proof.
Are you saying that your minions have large penises?
There you go. This didn't give it away?
I guess, yeah. Yeah. But why? They're tiny.
But see, that's the thing about little people. They may be short in stature, but the rest of their parts are...
Proportion.
Proportion are very normal, so don't let the little people fool you.
So it might even look bigger than it is because proportionally.
Well, for them, yeah.
In comparison to their body.
Yeah.
Theirs might actually hang down to their knee. Think about that.
Huh. Yeah.
What do you think Snow White had all those little dwarfs or those little people hanging around her all the time?
That's what she was singing a lot.
You know, there was grumpy, happy, snoozy. It's not snoozy.
Oh, sleepy. You know, was it sleepy?
Snoozy.
Dopey.
No, name more dwarfs, please.
I don't know.
Please. Well. Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. You got Snoozy.
You got who the fuck Snoozy?
You said Snoozy. Oh. Sleepy.
Sleepy, grumpy, happy. I don't know the rest of them. I'm drawing a blank here.
I've never seen the movie, so I only know like happy.
There's
what?
Yeah. Oh, my parents didn't know about Disney.
Sleeping.
Oh.
Either they didn't know about it or it was too expensive at the time.
Huh.
No, but, well, either way. I know there's seven of them.
Dopey.
Yeah. Dopey's one of them.
Doc.
I forgot about the doc because somebody has
to. You always need a doc.
Yeah. Somebody has to inject the penicillin to cure it.
Bashful.
There you go. Missing one.
Listeners, do you guys know who it is? Because we don't.
Well, we could Google it, but that's...
We could.
Either way.
All right, five little ones of you, or just next
five year? Littles.
You want five littles?
Yeah, it'd be fun.
It'd be fun. What was the other option? One a duplicate of me?
Yeah, same size as you. Just one, though.
Could you imagine, like, if you had a tiny kitchen... Mm. And then they're like all cooking in there.
See, they all be helping out. Exactly. Some of them teamwork. And they all know exactly what to do because you won't have to tell them because they...
I'll get the high places. They can get the low.
I feel like you would abuse your five little ones. She's like, go do this. Go do that.
I would say it nicely, though.
Go get the car cleaned.
Get my cucumber.
Don't eat my snacks.
Hey, if we do this all right now, then we can just chill later. Yeah.
No, that's teamwork. That's teamwork. Exactly. I agree with you.
See, I don't know if I would want five little ones because I was thinking more like you. Like, each one can handle a task that takes it off my plate. But at the same time, it's like, are they going to constantly be like, hey, can you get this for me? Hey, can you get that for me?
No.
Like, climb his shoulders.
Oh, ladder. The sliding ladder.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Mm.
I think five would be fun, but I think I could. Yeah.
If you did have one full size version of you, they could go to the store and do things like that.
Exactly.
Go to your job when you don't want to go.
That's what I was thinking too. If there's like situations like perfect example. Oh,
in other words, yeah. If you're in school and you
I think
don't
I would do a one of me, so I would have like a twin.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll still stick to the little
I think
ones.
That, okay. Now I might be changing my mind.
No, that's fine.
Yeah.
When doesn't a woman change their mind?
I know.
Okay. I think that's one of your genes in a woman is mind changing.
I wouldn't be a woman if I didn't change my mind.
Mind changing.
Oh, no, that'd be sick. You could totally have her do all the, like, go to places you don't want to go.
Yeah.
You want to stay in for the night and sleep?
Or go to school and take a test for you that you don't want to do.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but see...
Or go to a festival that you really don't want to go to.
But that did happen. It was a Hollywood actor. I don't know. Don't ask me his name, but he does have a twin brother.
What's his name?
Well, I told you not to tell me or to ask me.
I didn't tell you. I tell you once. I tell you twice.
But he did that. His brother was very smart, and he had a test to take, and the guy, his twin brother wasn't, but they looked identical, and it fooled the teacher because he passed with a high score, and she said, how could this be, because you're not the sharpest tool in the shed. But he pulled it off because nobody, you know, he told that story. He said, yeah, I did it, and we got away with it. So that was pretty cool.
I think if I had a twin, I'd do that.
Well, the teacher should know that there's a twin, like a twin exists.
No, but not necessarily. This was in college, so they didn't go to college.
One was an actor.
So yeah, one was an actor, so he didn't. But he pulled it off and did the test for his brother, and he got away with it. So
hey, what was his name?
He's from Hollywood.
Wow, that narrowed it down.
I was waiting to do that again. Yeah.
What's the question again, dear?
We're moving on. We're moving on.
Yes.
We're going to play your guys' favorite game. Fill in the... We had to do a take two because our equipment froze, so we do not know if it recorded properly on the camera. So in case we did miss all that, our question for the Would You Rather was to have 5 half-size clones of yourself or 1 full-size clone. I went with 1. You both went with... Or did you change yours?
Well, yeah. I originally went with 5. Yeah. And then I changed it to 1 because then as we started talking about it, I was like, oh, yeah, she could go in my place.
Mm-hmm. And you're going to stick with 5?
I'm sticking with my 5. Right. My little warriors.
You still have to go to your work. What if you sent one of those little guys to work one day and then they're like, what the heck?
Yeah, you know.
He got short.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He did say he was shrinking.
Yes, I did.
Papa Tony, you should really get this checked out.
That's okay.
You know what? Okay. Maybe it was Allie because now I got a dick on here. Look at
it. Yep.
Let me see. Look.
It is. It's funny. Allie, we need to finish the show.
Yeah.
Wait till we're over, then you can do all you want.
Can you see it?
That is so funny. She hasn't bothered us in a while.
No.
It's not bothering us. It's just, she's just checking in on you.
Well, is it coming up on an anniversary of like her birthday or something? Or?
No, her birthday's in November.
But when did
she pass? It was in March.
Okay. Well, either way, she's just checking up on you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think she knows I have a lot on my mind right now.
Yeah.
Well, that's it. You know, she wants to make sure you're okay.
I could just hear her, puta, puta.
You're not a puta.
I was her puta.
Oh.
She was the only one that could call me puta.
Mm.
And she was my bitch. Mm. All right. Let's play fill in the
blank.
Good job, guys. So proud of you. Okay, this is called the Great Picnic Panic.
Panic or picnic?
Picnic panic.
Okay.
So let's see what happens. It was a glorious day at the park, and Riley couldn't wait to show off her famous
cucumber
recipe. She wore her snazziest
thongs
and brought along her trusty insulated
thermals
filled with secret ingredients.
I'm sure.
At noon, Riley laid out her blanket next to a curious crowd of
ants.
Why?
I thought you were going to say nudists.
I was going to be like men or like, I don't know, ants.
Well, you could talk too, you know. Don't wait for me.
I'm trying. You're going fast.
Well, my brain's... Go ahead.
Her friend Blake arrived carrying an enormous
dick
and sporting a...
A scarf.
Okay.
Smile.
What?
A scarf smile. That's great.
A sly smile.
There you go.
A sexy smile.
There you go.
Told me there's a smile coming around the corner.
That's the best part.
Shit.
Suddenly, a squirrel darted by, clutching a sparkling
nut.
Dildo.
And heading straight for Riley's.
Nuts again. Who's Riley?
Riley's the girl.
Oh. I lost her name. Well, it could be a boy, too.
True.
Okay.
In all the commotion, someone tripped over a pile of...
Nuts.
And landed right on the picnic centerpiece. Riley's enormous...
Boobs.
She must have had a lot on her chest.
Oh, she did. She had a lot on her mind and chest.
Maybe she bought it from Amazon.
Yeah, yes. That silicone. Timo.
Yeah, those silicone ones, yeah.
They're on sale right now.
For 50% off. You buy one, you get the second
one
free.
If you use Rocking on the Porch as the code, you get 10% off.
Honestly, though, I do wonder if that's available.
You haven't lived until you tasted my...
Hey, your turn.
Tasted my... milk.
While lounging on a...
What?
While lounging on a...
Waterbed.
Yes.
Wow. Riley's a freak. Yes, giving her milk out on a waterbed. Woo! Riley said with a wink. The crowd erupted with laughter as a squirrel made off with Riley's precious
nuts again,
leaving everyone begging for another round of picnic fun.
Mm.
The end.
That Riley, she.
Wow, there goes Mario and drums. What?
Huh?
Sorry, listeners. Giggles got cray cray.
It's working now.
I was excited, okay?
That Riley, she's wicked.
Riley sounds like a good time, huh?
Yes.
I'd be friends with her.
I think everybody's friends with her.
You can buy them.
Oh, no, God. You can't. Really?
Oh, but not those kinds. Oh.
Yeah, they're like little inserts, aren't they?
You want some of those?
Well, I know. I don't need those.
Imagine. That's funny. Giggles.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, no, they're still inserts. They looked kind of legit.
Oh, they do.
Yeah. Boy, those have straps to them.
Well, I mean, hey, got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
I would love to see you wearing one of those. Seriously.
Fake breasts?
Yeah.
Why? Because my real ones don't cut the...
I mean, well, you have to buy a bra by that time, but still, it'd be pretty cool.
I'll leave this open for you.
Oh, thanks. You want to save it to my cart?
Just in case sure. You want to order them.
His daughter's going to be like, wow.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, all right. Man.
For our next little segment. It's called Bullshit or Not.
Mm.
So listeners, if you guys want to play along with us, send us your answers on any of our social media. So what we're going to do is I'm going to give you three statements. You guys have to figure out which one
is bullshit.
Is bullshit.
This is good. Okay.
All right. You guys ready? Round one. There's two rounds. Round one. A group of British pensioners broke a world record by performing a synchronized wheelchair dance routine to Uptown Funk. Okay.
Okay.
Number two. South African police once arrested a man for trying to sell his pet duck as a security guard for local businesses. Number three, Japanese theme park offers crying therapy sessions. Guests pay to be moved to tears by actors reading their stories. Sad stories.
Okay, I feel like the Japanese one is true.
It's true. I was going to say they
people do weird things. Like that. Can you remind us the first one?
A group of British people in wheelchairs did a synchronized dance to Uptown Funk.
And the second one was?
South African police once arrested a man for trying to sell his pet duck as a security guard for local businesses.
That is hilarious. If that's
true. I think it would be the first one.
So do you think one's true, yes or no?
Oh.
Or you think it's bullshit or not? And why?
See, that's... I could see
tough.
Yeah, I could see the people in the wheelchair because they can play sports and do a lot of things. So that they could probably pull that off to a dance, you know.
But I really want that second one to be true, too.
The pet duck.
This is hilarious.
I think that's about that's the one that's
why do you
bullshit.
Want that one to be?
It's just funny, like.
I and there's going
to
be somebody.
Were people actually paying him to, like.
Would you hire the duck?
Well, that's the whole thing. I mean.
Depends. Does he have a little hat?
Does he come with Aflac?
A little hat. Oh.
Insurance.
Got it.
Ah, I like that.
She's like, I said hat. I'm like, yes, I know.
I caught on. Wow. Okay, I think two is false.
I'll say that. That's the bullshit one, the ducky.
The security. Okay, I'll tell you guys at the end.
Okay.
Aww. We're going to go for
that's
round
fine,
two.
That's fine.
Yeah. That way it gives time for listeners to reach out and let us know what they think.
Okay.
Round two. Italian officials built the world's first pasta-shaped pedestrian bridge to celebrate a city's annual noodle festival. Okay, so Italian officials built the first pasta-shaped bridge for
true.
Pedestrians.
Yeah.
Okay, number two. Why do you think it's true?
I think I heard about that.
And nobody's going to walk on it. It's just for display.
It's for
so.
Pedestrians, though.
It's pasta shaped.
Yeah, it's a shape.
Like,
so yeah,
made from pasta.
So that go ahead.
Okay, number two. U.S. town hosts annual Frozen Dead Guys Day festival.
False.
complete with coffin races and ice turkey bowling.
What the hell? That has to be false, but it's probably
I know
true.
About the ice turkey bowling. That I've seen before.
What
so.
Is that?
It's basically like you get a frozen turkey from the supermarket, and they toss it, they roll it to knock
pins
down.
Oh, so that's the ball.
So it's bowling ball.
That
it's,
makes sense.
So that I've seen. So that one, I'm not going to pass judgment on that one, but what's number three?
Florida woman arrested with tote labeled, definitely not a bag full of drugs.
Then again, it's Florida, so.
I buy that.
Yeah.
It's Florida. I think it's number two that's false.
No, I'm going to say number three. I'm
number three, say, Florida?
Yeah. I'll say Florida because the turkey thing, that throws me off there.
All right.
I don't know about the dead people, but the turkey for sure.
Round one, you guys said that the South African police once arrested a man for trying to sell his pet duck as a security guard for local businesses. You are correct. Oh, that is the lie. You guys are correct.
Woo!
Good job.
Yay, we did it.
And for round two, one of you went for the Frozen Dead Guy Festival, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That was Giggles?
No, it was me.
You?
No, I said for the... That's not true.
I thought you said the Florida one.
You said the Florida lady one.
Oh, okay. I knew the turkey thing. That's right. That's right. That's right. You're right. All right. Okay.
I'm sorry. Both of you are wrong.
Really? Those two are true?
Yes, they are.
What was the first one again?
Italian officials built the world's first pasta-shaped pedestrian bridge to celebrate the city's annual noodle festival.
Yeah, but they built it, but that doesn't mean that that could be true.
It could be. Well, Giggles apparently heard about it.
I thought I heard about it.
Oops. I mean, they build all things out of food and other stuff. So that sounded like the most
believable, right?
Yes,
that's why I was cracking. I was like, they're never going to get this one. Because I would have went for the dead guy. But that's real. And that's in the United States.
Well, the turkey thing. As soon as you said turkey, I knew that was for real. But I didn't know about the dead people, though.
I'm glad you asked, Giggles. The U.S. town that hosts the annual Frozen Dead Guys Day Festival, completed with coffin races and ice turkey bowl, is in Estes Park, Colorado.
Yeah, it's got to be a call.
Estes?
I think it's Estes, yeah.
Estes?
The heck?
It originally took place in the town of Netherland, Colorado, but starting in 2023, it moved to Estes Park due to its large capacity and growing popularity.
Wow.
Why?
I kind of want to go.
I mean, the turkey bowling is one thing, but now well, they used to have, you probably don't, you might. It still probably is around here in one of our local towns. They used to have a turkey trot. Yeah, so it was turkey racing.
Really?
Yes. It was very popular at the time. Actually, one of my cousins at the time was chairperson of that event, and but I never got to see it. But this was bowling, so that I knew for sure. The frozen turkey bowling, I knew that already. Turkey
kids
always
right
a good
in
time.
A coffin.
Yeah, but what are they?
Giggles like I'm just gonna take a nap real quick.
Yeah,
buckle me in.
Jeez. It's just the idea. But are they using real dead people that are frozen?
That's what I was wondering.
See, that's what threw me off. I said, are these people that nobody...
Like Giggles needs to Google this.
Okay, nobody collected these people?
Frozen Dead Guys Day Festival.
I just wonder if it's family people that never got collected by family and they're just...
Having a hoot with them?
No. You hear, somebody dies, has no family...
Let's just push them down a hill.
Yeah, well,
let's have a race.
Let's have, might as well.
It's like bobsledding with dead people.
Oh God, that's. I mean, you got the Day of the Dead and the Mexican thing. That's a holiday form kind of a thing.
Yeah, but that's different because they're just paying homage.
Yeah. But racing with dead people. That's.
Yeah. You're all. I got Tim. Tim.
Yeah.
I wonder if they use the same bodies every year.
Well, that's... God, that's just... That's creepy. I'm sorry.
Isn't it fascinating, though?
It is, but then that's like... you start thinking, is it real dead people or is it just, you know,
makes me wonder what kind of other
mannequin or something.
We should go on tour with to these festivals.
I'll skip this one. I mean,
they might mistake you.
No, I'm too close to.
Or like, no, he's
their,
just stiff.
Yeah, no. Weekend at Bernie's is bad enough. I don't need to be in a. What?
You ready?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Sorry. Frozen Dead Guys Day in Estes Park, Colorado, centers around the preserved body of Bredo Morstol. Didn't say it right. There's a weird accent in there. A Norwegian man who died in 1989. His daughter and grandson, proponents of cryonics, had his body transported to Netherland, Colorado, and kept frozen in a shed. The festival initially held in Netherland for two decades was created to boost tourism and has become a quirky celebration of Morstol's unique story. So yeah, he passed away from a heart condition, and his daughter and grandson, who were interested in cryonics, the practice of freezing the deceased with the hope of future revival, decided to preserve his body.
So what do they do with his body?
It's stored in a shed.
On
dry ice.
I thought that they were doing like racing.
Are you sure it's dry ice or nitrogen?
This is dry ice.
Okay. Because I know they use nitrogen too for stuff like that.
So the coffins are empty?
No, they're...
The coffins that they ride in? I believe so.
Yeah.
But the idea that...
Can you imagine you go to the funeral home and they're like, this coffin won 3 years in a row.
Yes.
I got first place.
And they all have numbers on their side, you know, with the racing stripes down the middle, stuff like that. I hate to see the sponsors of those coffins.
I'm very curious. Yes, I kind of want to go to Colorado.
Colorado?
Yeah.
What happened to Colorado?
That's what we call it, Colorado.
Colorado.
That's the mausoleum with the frozen dead bodies.
So
those are the winners?
No, that's...
Or are they losers?
They're all, you get stuck in the wall now.
You get an opportunity to win a space in the cryonics wall.
But, there, you know, it's sad, but there is a lot of science to that stuff. Mm-hmm. There is was a famous ball player who was, you know, frozen. And then his family was thinking that, yeah, they'll find a way to bring him back. Why? I mean...
It's a wild concept to think about.
I mean, do we want to bring back our dead people? I mean, but then again, I don't know.
Did you ever watch Golden Girls when they died and they all came back and they were just heads? And they were on top of the kitchen table. And then the mom, Sophia, comes in and she has like these big old boobs and this nice little body, but she still had her face. And they're like, how do you have a body? And she goes, you didn't tip the guy? Oh no, you had to tip the guy before you went in or before you died. And she's like, yeah, and apparently the new thing is the old face with the hot body. I was like, yes.
And the fun thing about that show, she was the youngest one of all of them. And for the people who didn't know that, that was a great show. I love that show.
Still one of my favorites.
Yeah. So that's pretty interesting.
You know, it was another thing that got me thinking. I'm a little sad that I don't remember where I heard it or saw it on TV. It was on some show, but the guy was saying, do we really think, because they were saying how like the new Bibles, they're starting to like edit the Bible.
Yeah.
Right? So people are starting to buy older Bibles just so that they can see like what's different in the Bibles. And they were wondering if the Adam and Eve story was actually real. Did she actually eat the apple or did Adam do it and then lie about it? Because why do men have Adam's apple and women don't?
No, the story was she ate it, and to punish her, they gave man the Adam's apple. Which was stupid.
But why?
But
she's the one that ate it, why wouldn't women have Adam's apple?
This is where we're talking, you know. Actually, we're trying to talk smart stuff here instead of being stupid. Stupid on my part. But either way, if Adam and Eve were the first people, and then where did the caveman come from? They don't look nothing like Adam and Eve. So that's where I don't understand this stuff. You know, am I missing something?
We don't think about it too hard and just say it's a miracle of God, because if we think about it too much, then it's...
No. But what I'm saying, they have skulls or skeletons of the, you know, caveman type of thing. So who came first then? I don't know. See,
the chicken or the egg?
Exactly. You know, I don't know. That's just weird. I mean, so who do you believe? That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Did God create Adam and Eve? Who created the cave people?
But it kind of gets you thinking, like, why do men have Adam's apple?
Well,
it makes more sense if Adam ate it.
And what's its purpose? You guys don't have one, so I don't get what's the purpose of having this lump in your thing. It hurts like hell when somebody hits it. That's all I know. Shut up, Tom.
I'm all, come here, correct you.
Yeah, let's try it.
No, but that's true. I start thinking about shit like that. I don't know why.
I find it fascinating.
No, I do too. I do too.
And that's how conspiracy theories are.
Well, I mean, we'll never get the answer, of course. Yeah. But you're right, though. Now they're trying to change the Bible so to make people think a different way. But which one is the real?
Who's right?
Who's right? Exactly. Which one is the real one? And then don't get me started. I mean, which religion is better than the other ones? I don't know. I always say we're all going to heaven. So who?
Yeah.
I mean, that's at least. I hope we do. So does that really make a difference? I don't know. I don't think so.
I don't like when people say that a certain one's right.
Exactly.
Certain ones aren't.
I mean, it's...
I'm like, we're no better than anybody else.
It's like you start during Lent. You can't eat meat on Fridays during Lent. So everybody else that eats a hamburger from whatever, that's... I'm sorry. I draw the line sometimes. But, oh well.
On that note, Mr. Funny Man himself, Mr. Papa Tony.
Boy, I wasn't.
You did that last week, too. I think that's your new theme song.
Oh, well. Both of them.
All right, guys, I'm going to try to do my best here. This is kind of like a little poem, a little bit. I once loved two girls at a time. Kate and Edith were mine. I learned what they said is true. You can't have cake and eat it too.
Only one.
I know. Giggles. This is up your alley.
Oh, boy.
What's the difference between a tire and 365 used condoms?
The something with the rubber.
One's a good year, and the other one's a great year.
Oh, that's funny.
You should know.
Or do I?
Okay, and this is almost up your alley too, dear.
Almost.
Why don't single women fart?
Because we don't.
Because they don't get an asshole until they're married.
True story.
That's funny.
I like that one.
Okay, and last but not least, my dick may not be 12 inches, but it smells like a foot.
That's so gross. She wants to go to you.
Well, you gotta come down and around.
She wants to cut across this studio. Back to you, Miss Giggles.
Now we're in business. Hi. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
You notice she never fucks up that one.
I know. She loves her button.
Wait, seriously, which one is yours? The happy cartoon?
I have no idea anymore.
The brunch.
Okay.
The drum.
Yours can be the other one.
You could put initials on the buttons if you had to. That's okay.
They are labeled.
Oh, they are? Yes. I never looked at it. I can't see from here. I'm sorry.
They're labeled and they're color coordinated.
Oh, well.
So that's why it's mystifying that she keeps fucking it up.
I forget which one.
Which one?
One. Okay, y'all. You ready for some weird animal facts?
Let's do it.
Have you ever heard of a sea squirt?
I've seen people.
A sea squirt?
Sea squirt.
What do you think a sea squirt is? I feel like it's a spermy.
It's got to be a sea squirt. In the first place, it's got to come from the sea.
Oh, that is not what I was expecting.
Oh, you got it?
I think so. What are those? They look weird. They look like eggs. That one looks like a heart.
That one in the middle looks like a toy for a man.
Look at that one squirting. Let's blow this one up.
Look at the baby ones.
It's squirting.
That's a little one, too. That's a baby squirter.
We don't judge squirters.
Look at this one over here in the bottom corner. Yeah, it looks like a pocket pal.
Oh, it does.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. Show us. Do us what they
So
they
now
do.
That you've seen a sea squirt, sea squirts are a tiny marine creature.
Okay. I was right so far.
Yes. They're called sea squirts. Why do you think they're called sea squirts?
Because they squirt.
When you touch them.
You have to fiddle it, don't you?
Yeah, you got to rub them.
The way that you guys said that was so funny. Okay. So they're called sea squirts because they have a tendency to squirt out water when they are removed from their watery homes. So yeah.
So is that
lock them and then they squirt.
Is that their defense mechanism?
There must be.
Is that the reason we squirt too?
I don't think we squirt in defense.
You squirt in happiness. And why is some of you guys squirt a lot more than others?
Because we're all made different.
Mm-hmm.
No. And you know what most of that fluid is?
You guys,
yeah, exactly. It's like a golden shower.
So that's probably
kind of almost like a golden shower.
Why there's more than other. Depends on how many beers deep you are.
Well,
No, I had Modelo, careful.
Okay.
That's a good one. So first they are larvae and they swim freely and have a brain and spinal cord. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Just a brain and a spinal cord. When they find a surface to settle on, they undergo metamorphosis, and they lose their brain and spinal cord and tail.
So we're talking about husbands then.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a great comparison.
So they get married, everything. We lose everything.
Yeah. Right?
You guys are done, and we're just
getting
done. Started.
You guys are just getting started.
Look at this. They eat their own brains.
Wait, what?
Yeah, to get rid of it, they eat their own brains.
But what?
So they're zombies.
What's the point of eating their own brain?
Okay, glad you asked. So they are considered sessile animals. They are not required to think or move. So once they find their little home and they just stay there, they don't have to think or they don't have to move anymore. So they digest their brains. And by digesting their brains, they conserve energy and resources that can be used for other functions, such as filtering food from the water. They adapt, so that's why they eat their own brains. They adapt to their environment by sacrificing unnecessary organs.
That's what if you get stuck next to an asshole and you're like, fuck.
I know, right? I wouldn't be here anymore. But you're not thinking.
I know.
So, yeah, you're just kind of there.
Well, you could think as you're shutting down.
So, it's Alzheimer's, right? Where you start forgetting
mm-hmm.
or dementia. Okay. There are some studies that show.
It's Alzheimer's.
Okay. Say it.
I know. I'll stick with dementia.
Alzheimer's.
Alzheimer's.
I always have a problem. It's Alzheimer's, right? No.
Alzheimer's.
That's close enough. I got the Alzheimer's part.
So
I got the Alzheimer's. I think I have.
There's some studies showing that because, you know, like these sea squirts, they once they like plant themselves on their little home, they don't need their brain and stuff. So they're starting to say that that's kind of like what happens when you get older. When you're older and you become more of a couch potato, then that's why your brain like starts shutting down.
Interesting.
Because you don't eat it anymore.
Yeah.
That is so true. Mm-hmm. That's why it's very important. And, for as we get older to play games or do things, whatever, just to keep our minds going strong or active.
In shape.
That's fascinating.
It's very fascinating. Interesting.
I didn't realize like they would
here I thought it was going to be something more sexual, and they're just
give up.
They just fuck it.
Yeah.
It's like being married so many years. After a while, you don't.
I did want to look if they die. Like, I wonder if they die.
Well, they don't know. They don't have a brain.
They're would they? Because if they're everything, aren't they pretty much dead at that point?
Well, mentally.
Well, they're still
active.
Food.
They're still alive. So they're just
on life support.
They're like they're like zombies. They're just hanging out. Just
by the way, they're also known as tunicates. They can die.
Oh.
Although they have a unique life cycle. Adult sea squirts typically live for a few years, with some species living up to 10 years and or more. They also reproduce asexually through budding, where a new individual grows from the parent and eventually separates. Additionally, their larval stage is short-lived and ends when they settle on a surface and begin to digest their own brain, tail, and notochord.
Oh, you got me confused there, but either way. Okay.
Were you speaking English?
Well, basically, whenever they...
I hate somebody who's smart. Damn it.
Oh, dang, was I speaking Portuguese? No, I'm kidding.
No, that's...
We did not understand the words that were coming out of your mouth.
Something about a cord, and they hung themselves, and they got dementia. Go ahead.
Quite. Okay.
No, I know. That's all I got out of it.
You lost me after you said that the baby grows off the parent, then detaches, and then once they start eating their own brain.
Yeah, they rest on a surface first, and then they're like, okay, this is good, and they don't need to think anymore, because that's like their sole purpose in life. Find the surface to live on. And then they eat their own brain because they don't have to think anymore.
I know. Well.
Yeah. That's pretty crazy. So they can live like 10 years or so.
That's good. I won't be looking for them, so I'm not worried about it. No.
I want to go look for it.
I don't
just want to see it squirt. Is that weird?
No, I would want to see that too.
Oh, look, giggles.
We can do a live demonstration.
Could you imagine? I don't think any of our listeners want to see that.
No. Well, maybe. Some would.
They would pay to see
that. That's our OnlyFans page.
We should start one.
I think I have enough on my plate.
No, OnlyFans. You can start one.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be fans. Could be only family. Who wants to see an old man?
Well,
you'd be surprised.
I guess only family page.
it's just him sitting in his chair.
Family portraits behind me. That's it.
Watching telenovelas.
In the picture he has on his wall, he's like.
Yeah.
He's always
I know.
Hey, there might be some women out there that are like, ooh.
Everybody's got their, their niche. So something will turn somebody on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, when you see people farting in jars and selling it, stuff like that, it's like.
That's weird.
You know, there's a lot of sick people out there. They'll pay for anything. So, or, toe picks or feet picks or whatever. I'm sorry. Stuff like that. But somebody's making money, though. That's the whole thing. How many women, or even in general, mostly women, give up their jobs and they're making a killing doing that kind of stuff? They don't have to work.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's what I'm talking about.
No, I know. That's the whole thing. I mean, here we are. We joke about it, but there's money to be made.
Yep.
Unfortunately, we're not in that category. So
someday.
It won't be no Sunday for me, but that's okay. Go ahead, dear. Next.
Did you say Sunday?
Someday there won't be for me.
I thought you said Sunday. I was like,
well, it is Sunday.
It is Sunday. Okay. Oh, well.
Great news. You made it to Sunday.
Just a few more hours.
My last Sunday.
No,
don't say that.
A freedom.
Freedom.
Oh, yeah. A freedom. Well, guys, you ready to do a tongue twister?
Well, we were practicing with the squirter thing already, but go ahead.
Can you see that?
Yes.
Do you want to go first?
I'm not a fig fucker. No, hang on.
That's a P.
That's a P. Okay, never mind for me. I'm not a fig plucker nor the fig plucker's son, but if I pluck figs till the fig fucker plucks come. But you try it.
You added so many words to that that are even in there.
I'm sure you can see.
I know. I'm not the fig plucker. Nor the fig plucker's son, but I'll pluck figs till the fig plucker comes. I'm not the fig plucker, nor the fig plucker's son, but I'll pluck figs till the fig plucker comes.
One more time, faster.
No, I'm not the fig plucker, nor the fig plucker's son, but I'll pluck figs till the fig plucker comes.
Oh, at the end, it almost gets you. Yeah. Almost. But you save it.
Very good.
Thanks. Your turn?
No, I did enough plucking for today already. Thank you, dear.
I'm not the fig plucker, nor the fig plucker's son, but I'll pick figs till the...
till what?
I almost said pig fucker.
You want to say pig fucker,
You
want to
say pig fucker, see?
I was a pig fucker.
Giggles, are you telling us what you do on the weekends?
Yeah, girl, you like those.
Guys, don't you tell like my those? Secret.
I did hear she was
like
a screamer.
Those, quirky ones.
Like a pig screamer, like a pig scream,
squeal.
Like a pig.
Squeal, yeah. Go ahead, squeal, yeah, squeal for us.
I can't. That's pretty good. That's wow. Pretty good.
I almost thought there was a pig in here.
Me too.
It's not
it's like who's playing a video.
I porked a few in my lifetime in my youth.
Oh, boy.
What's her name?
Miss Piggy.
You were with a famous one?
Well, yeah. I mean, you want some more? Wow. No.
You never told me.
No,
Are you holding out?
Well, yeah. Hey, don't knock them. No, I have no problem.
Well, we had this conversation, remember? Yes, yeah. About like the ugly ones?
Yes, yes. Yeah, we just had this conversation not too long ago. Yeah. No, but nowadays, you know, in the old days, you know, it's like a fat with everything in life. You know, oh, you know, she's skinny. She's got big boobs. You know what? The more things change, I like a load of meat on my bones. And so, you know, so there's nothing wrong with that.
Well, looks fade.
Yes, yes. I mean, you know, look at the, you know, the bush things back. Almost like 100% now, practically. Now it's when you see one that's not, it's like, ooh, you shaved? Ugh. You know, so everything comes back eventually. So, yeah. Oh, well. Album.
All right.
Okay, Miss Giggles.
You don't want to get it on your tummy, so what do you got to do?
What?
What?
What? You come, no. Wrap it up.
Oh, wrap it up. I was so lost.
Oh, I forgot to leave you with this.
So oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, wait a minute. We're missing something here.
I'm going to leave you with this. Only in the South does bless her heart mean that one bitch is dumb.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
I got to start saying that.
Well, bless your heart.
But see, when I say, oh, bless her, I'm like, but see,
they're
so somebody's nice. Being nice.
Yeah, they even when they're being mean, they're nice. And that you don't, we other people don't know how to take it. That's the problem.
My dumbass is like, thank you. Yeah. I'm the dumb one.
Well, that's all right.
Same.
Oh, man.
Okay. Well. Let's wrap it up. If y'all have any questions for any of us or want to share a story or joke, feel free to reach out to us on our Instagram at Rockin' on the Porch, and we'll do our best to answer them in the next episode. Show some love by following and liking. Liking and reviewing your podcast on the platform you listen on. If we were able to brighten your day even a little bit with our stupidity, then go ahead and share this podcast with your friends and family who have a sense of humor.
Oh!
We didn't even plan that.
Thank you for listening and laughing with us until next week. Don't let the door hit you.
With the good Lord split you.
Thank you. Know what, guys? You deserve this.
Oh, we're number
one. Did you read my shirt? I think
fuck
the shirt.
Off.
Fuck off. Thank you, sweet listeners. Thank you for all your love, support. And don't forget to reach out to us on any of our social media.
As long as you don't reach under the table, we're okay.
Well, I thought you liked that.
I do. I mean, but I don't want you guys to get offended. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.